Mornings and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News brief. Ukraine has gotten what it's wanted for months, permission to use American weapons for attacks deep into Russia.
Ukraine can now fire these long-range missiles provided by the U.S., specifically the Army Tactical Missile System, or ATACMS, at targets far beyond its borders and deeper into Russia.
CBS's Charlie Daggett says it comes as Russia escalates attacks in Ukraine. Budget airline Spirit has filed for bankruptcy. CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
This was an expected move. Spirit has been struggling financially really since the pandemic. You know, they went through that failed merger with JetBlue. They nearly merged with Frontier.
Spirit says it's still operating normally and no concern for Thanksgiving travelers with tickets or looking to make plans. AAA's Aixa Diaz does expect a busy stretch for all travelers.
Nearly 80 million Americans will be traveling domestically over the holiday weekend, according to our forecast.
CBS News Brief, I'm Steve Kathan.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Menominee Tribe in Wisconsin has seen a decrease in overdose incidents. Lisa Hale reports.
There's good news out of the Menominee Tribe, who in 2022 declared a state of emergency due to the impacts of drug use and addiction. So far this year, the tribe has seen a nearly 70% decrease in overdose incidents. Ben Warrington, the co-chair of the Menominee Indian Tribe Drug Addiction Intervention Team, said the decrease is a result of providing education and resources to those struggling with addiction and substance abuse. While the decrease is good news, there's more to do. Many clinics and treatment centers have seen an increase in the number of patients seeking assistance for mental health and or addiction issues. Officials say wanting to change is a very positive development, but some hurdles, such as access to care and treatments, program funding, adequate provider staffing, law limitations, and limited resources within jails and prisons, still remain.
Starting next year, Wisconsin will place a tax on electric vehicle charging stations. Most businesses will have to register their charging stations and pay 3 cents per kilowatt hour delivered. Everyday owners of EVs and charging stations at their homes are not subject to this tax or registration. It mostly applies to ones at businesses, even ones where they're not used by the public. The new tax begins January 1st. Meanwhile, Quick Trip has its first electric charging stations. A pair has been installed in West Salem, and soon there will be more scattered throughout the state. The system will run off an app called Quick Charge. The stations will offer plugs for both major vehicle standards and can charge at 150 kilowatts. The effort matches a push for expanded electric vehicle service in Wisconsin, which has seen fewer charging installations than other states. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks host the Houston Rockets. Head coach Doc Rivers fined $25,000 by the NBA for complaining about the refs after Saturday night's loss to the Hornets. Giannis Antetokounmpo has to comment.
This is my 12th year. Rule number one, don't give away your money. And rule number two, don't forget rule number one.
NFL, the Packers with a 20-19 win over the Bears in Chicago, thanks to a block kick by Green Bay defensive lineman Carl Brooks. It's the first time in 85 years the Packers have won a game with a block kick. Jordan Love.
A lot of emotions, obviously, final play of the game. They're going to kick a field goal. We know what we need to do. You know, we need to go out there and get a block, and man, that was a huge play.
College football, Badgers head coach Luke Fickell has fired his offensive coordinator, Phil Longo, after losing 16-13 to Oregon.
The games that have come down to the fourth quarter, the games that have come down to the most critical times, the deep, deep waters, we still have yet to get over the hump and find a way to pull it out.
That's Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Increasing clouds today with rain developing by late in the afternoon. The breeze will pick up as well, temps topping out in the lower 50s. The rain continues tonight and it will be windy with temps holding steady in the lower 50s. Currently, it's 44.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones front
Gretzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
The Todd Alba Show.
If you haven't tried mindfulness techniques before, the idea is to take a minute, focus on the present, not the past, not the future. Be here now. You can do it in your car.
Please not while you're driving.
I would say preferably not driving. Just take a moment and close your eyes and just breathe. Focus like on the breath coming into your body and out.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Madison filmmaker and musician James Runde. And Civic Media host Earl Ingram joins the show to talk about his favorite film noirs. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Good morning and welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenhoff coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Putz de Leon continues to actively ruin. Coming up after the 11:30 news. Yeah, I probably shouldn't have done that. I was on Blue Sky over the weekend, and I shared some info. I probably okay. All right.
Make it. It's called a teaser.
It's called yes. So I yep. Oh, I shouldn't have done that. Join us for that at 11:33. We'll wrap up today's show with "This Shouldn't Be a Thing" Art Snob Edition. This one is woof. It's just a woof.
Yeah, this one is. Yeah. Stick around. Stick around for that.
Yeah. Stick around for that. All right. Breaking news, just as we are coming back on the air, California guy Eric Hovde on social media today has finally admitted he lost his race to Senator Tammy Baldwin. Here is part of what Eric Hovde, California guy, had to say. 9 months ago, I entered the race for the U.S. Senate because I love our country and I'm deeply concerned about its direction. The four principal issues that propelled me to run were my concerns about the U.S. government's debt crisis and excessive spending, which put our country's financial security at risk and sparked the worst inflation in 40 years. Eric, you do realize that Donald Trump exploded the deficit.
Yeah.
Do we understand that? Do we get that?
Well, yes, he does. He's a businessman. He knows how budgets work. He knows how that, but he can't say that out loud. He can't
admit that Trump added, what, $7 trillion to the deficit?
And took a very nice economy that the former President Obama gave him and just tanked it.
Pretty much. I am proud, continuing from Eric Hovde's announcement this morning, I am proud of the campaign we ran and that I focused on issues instead of personal attacks. Wait a minute.
Come on, bro.
Wait a minute. Personal attacks, that was pretty much the whole last month of his ads.
Yeah.
Or personal attacks against Tammy Baldwin and her partner.
And her partner. It was mainly the partner needs to give up the money. No, they do not. This is a dead end. Eric Hovde had no policies. None. He came in sitting in lakes, throwing axes, trying to be the best carpetbag in Wisconsinite he could, and he did a terrible job. Yeah, it was a close election. No one will doubt that. But I don't think this was based on the charm and the likability of one Eric Hovde. This had to do with the fact that it was a very divisive election, and they're always razor-thin majority or razor-thin outcomes.
Yep.
So Eric Hovde trying to backpedal and be like, no, you were a terrible candidate. And once again, for the second time, Wisconsin has rejected a millionaire slash billionaire who comes in the state, who says, I'm from here, you're not, and says, I want to do this, you can't, because you don't know us, and you don't care about us, you're bored and rich.
And you think you should get this job, because you think it would be fun.
Yes. You're owed nothing.
Calvin?
Nothing.
Unfortunately, I don't know if we can get too excited about Eric Hubbe going away. If you check out the replies to this announcement.
Oh, yeah, I saw.
They are all, run for governor in 2026. You did such a great job. You'll win governor.
I don't understand. Where is that even coming from, people? He's been a very successful banker. That's great.
Yes.
Good on you.
You took daddy's money and made good on it.
And made more money.
Man, you really... Those bootstraps, you really tied them up tight and really worked really hard to, you know, from the bottom. And your bottom was more like, you know, upper middle than the rest of us.
I just don't understand how folks assume that the skills that it takes to run a business are the same skills that it takes to run a state.
If there is any, I mean, any example that shows the statement of, I will run this entity, whether it's a municipality, a state, or a country, like a business, and see it fail, is the former president, Donald Trump. Because you can, if you have a privately owned business, you can run it however you want.
Absolutely.
Now, there may be consequences if you do it illegally, but you get to run it however you want. There's a reason why the federal government and state governments are so big. Those bureaucracies are kind of necessary as checks and balances to make sure they all run through the hallways of power to get things done legally. You can't just walk into a place as the guy in charge or the woman in charge, because, you know, men and women can both be dumb with government, and say, I'm running it like a business now. That's not how it works.
Well, and again, the goal of business is to operate at a profit.
Mm-hmm.
And I realize and I agree that we should not be running these enormous deficits.
Yeah.
But I don't know that the Office of Government Efficiency, run by Vivek Ramaswamy and Elon, two guys, by the way, at the head of the Office of Government Efficiency, which I still find hilarious. I don't know that that's the answer. Continuing with more from Eric Hovde's announcement from just a few minutes ago that... he is accepting he lost to Senator Tammy Baldwin. The results from election night were disappointing, particularly in light of the last-minute absentee ballots that were dropped in Milwaukee at 4 a.m., flipping the outcome. There are many troubling issues around these absentee ballots and their timing, which I addressed in my last statement. Eric, we're going to go really slowly when we explain this.
Something we've talked about many times. Go ahead, Jane.
We had an opportunity to allow our clerks to start counting absentee ballots at 7 o'clock the day before Election Day. That would have given them 24 hours to get a jump on counting all these absentee ballots. That died. It never even came up.
Never came up in the Senate.
In the Wisconsin Senate.
Passed the assembly. It was bipartisan.
Amazingly.
Republicans wanted it.
And then got to the Senate, Devin Lemieux, they just killed it. My contention is, so they can continue to go back to this bogus argument and raise questions about the validity of our elections. Mm-hmm. That's why they didn't want to allow the early count, because they want those ballots to come in late.
Mm-hmm.
So they can say, oh, wait, ooh, something's wrong.
And even if... I don't even know why I'm going to say this, but the fact that you don't understand that bigger municipalities, I'm not talking to you, Jane, I'm talking to Eric Hovde right now. I should clarify that. The fact that you can't understand in your big business brain that if you have more of something and less resources of something, it's going to take longer to process those more of somethings. Like it's done every single election cycle when we complain about it and complain about it to create a solution. There was a solution. It died. So, of course, there's going to be late night ballot dumps. But why are this is the question I've always had, Jane. Why are the ballots that come in after a certain time, let's just say midnight or 1 a.m. Anything after midnight or 1 a.m., why are those the ones that are evil and nefarious? Why are the ones that are pre a certain time? They're fine. They're absolutely fine. Don't worry about those. But the moment it hits like 12 midnight, oh, they shan't be trusted.
Well, it's like nothing good happens outside of a strip club at 2 o'clock in the morning. I don't know. There's just the later it is, but you know what I'm saying? I mean, the later it is, the more hanky panky can go on, even though the process remains the same.
Yep.
The ballots are still accompanied. The ballots are still driven to the central count in the same way that they were before midnight.
If there was only a Wisconsin politician known for his skepticism and brain-dead theories who could have visited there, seen the operation, and given his thumbs up on it, if there was only one guy out there, we'd be fine.
You mean like Ron Johnson?
Perfect. He didn't do that, though, right?
But he did.
What?
Yeah, Ron Johnson, let's all remember.
I remember him all too fondly.
On election nights, went down to Central Count in Milwaukee after they had to rerun some ballots and said, yep, everything is working the way it's supposed to. Nothing to see here. It's all good.
Didn't even follow it up with a but will or like there was no PS to the story like they've all been doing for the past year of like the 2020 elections were fine, but there could be problems. No, he went down there, knocked on the door. They said, here you go. He said, thumbs up.
Looking good, kids.
Great job, guys. I'm going to put my tinfoil hat back on and talk about the COVID injured.
Bob from Waukesha is on the line. Good morning, Bob. Thank you for joining us. What did you want to say?
Good morning. You know, ever since Walker lost the election, Republicans in this state have acted like spoiled children. It's just, it's sad.
Yeah.
They gavel in and gavel out. That should be illegal.
Yep.
They will not work in any way, shape, or form to better this state. And, you know, Minnesota is a shining example of politicians working together for the good of the state. And it's just like Washington. They don't work for the good of the country. They work for their political party.
Definitely. And their donors, right, yeah. Bob?
Right.
Yeah.
And that's why if you listen to I listen to a program, all the things that they have in Minnesota that we don't have, it's because our politicians will not work with Tony Evers.
Yeah.
And it's so sad.
Well, Bob, here's one thing to look forward to is the massive shift in the makeup of the Assembly and the Senate. And I say massive. For some, it might not be big enough, but it's better than it was for the past 14 plus years.
Absolutely.
And two things I think will come of it, hopefully, Bob. One, you will see a little more compromise because the majority has become smaller. And two, because of fair maps, you're going to see some of these politicians who never had to work actually do something and take it back to their districts because they'll want to be reelected. So I don't disagree with you, Bob, that there is definitely a bottleneck issue in Madison. But hopefully in the new year, we'll see some new results.
Thank you so much, Bob. Really appreciate you checking in. Thank you so much for listening. The other thing to keep in mind, though, too, is we have another state Supreme Court race coming up in April.
Ugh.
So if we get another conservative on there, couldn't they change the fair maps?
I don't know. I don't want to think about it. Possible. They'd have to report. No, because that happens those happen every 10 years. So they have to wait, I think.
Stay with us.
I'm not a lawyer.
An update on all the best people. You're listening to Matt and Air on Air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
Whew, I don't know about you, but I get shivers every time I think about the upcoming cooking for the holidays. I'm not the best cook or great with hosting parties, so it's always stressful. This year is different, though. This year, I'm ordering my dinner pre-made from El Cafe in Port Edwards. I got full three-course meals for all and a homemade pie. Now, all I need to be in charge of is the dishes, and I can handle that. Don't worry about your holidays. Call El Cafe today. Let them do the heavy work and take your holiday back and enjoy.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Heroicdeed.com.
Badger fans, the stage is set for another jam-packed year at the Kohl's Center. Your November lineup includes something for every fan in your life, with huge home matchups for Badger men's and women's basketball and men's hockey. Don't miss out on your chance to catch your favorite Wisconsin teams at the Kohl's Center this season. For full Badger schedule and to purchase tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Hi, this is Beth, your new host for The Kitchen is Open, the award-winning show within the morning show. Each Monday morning at 9 a.m., we'll tackle topics, teach techniques, and tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners with insight on what it takes to make it in the food industry. Listen as I work with James, Seth, and others as we learn, laugh, and have fun. The Kitchen is Open. Same kitchen, new host.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Where have all the average people gone?
Good morning. Welcome back to Matinee on Air. Jane Matinee, Greg Bach, and Cal Viente on the board coming to you from our studio at Radio Park here in Racine. You can always join us. You can call, you can text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that used to be Twitter. Just a reminder, the Civic Media app has a new update. So if you haven't downloaded it yet, go to wherever you buy your apps and download the Civic Media app. You can call and text directly to whatever show you're listening to all across the state. It's pretty handy.
You can listen to shows all across the state.
Exactly.
And sometimes now, you can hear some games on the streaming app, too.
That's right.
Case by case, but you can still do that. And if you're an astronaut listening to this right now, please take us with you in your pocket when you go to space. Because I really, really want to hear someone listening to Civic Media in space.
I did have that once. Not on the air, though. No, they weren't listening on the air, but they played the Pacarena from the space station.
Oh, I think we need to talk about that closer to the holidays.
We'll get around to that eventually.
Getting to know Jane.
See if I can still find the sound from that. I've got it somewhere. We were talking about Eric Hovde, and we'll probably have to get back to all the best people. We'll do a round of that tomorrow, because that's certainly not going away.
Yeah.
But Eric Hovde, of course, California guy, announcing this morning that, yes, he lost the election. He made his announcement on social media. From what I'm seeing, Jesse Opoyan said that so far Tammy Baldwin says she has not gotten a call from him. Being gracious all the way to the end. Well done.
There is no doubt in my mind. If he's calling her, it's at the last second. He's going to be forced to do it so they can just say it in the news and be done with it. But I will tell you this. Look at interviews with him where he is asked a question where he is uncomfortable, or not even say uncomfortable, he is asked to give information he doesn't believe he should have to.
Yeah.
His responses tell me exactly why he doesn't feel like he has to be told what to do. Why should I have to do that?
I don't have to share that with you. Right. Why would I have to?
It makes total sense why he wouldn't call her, because he's just that kind of person.
In his statements on Twitter, millions were spent on ads making false claims about where I'm from and live. You were born in Wisconsin. You've lived out of state for most of your life. Yep. Let's not pretend otherwise.
Yeah.
Senator Baldwin's campaign focused on getting voters to hate me, even claiming I was a Californian who wanted to take seniors' Social Security away, pass a national abortion ban and beer ban, none of which are remotely true. Sadly, our current political system is broken. Eric, they played actual sound from you saying those things.
Yes.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with saying, yes, I said that 10 years ago and I've changed my mind. We've seen the video of you saying these things.
Yes, we've read the words saying regarding alcohol. It was in a Rolling Stone article. It's there. All the words are yours. You cannot change them. And that's the other problem, Jane, is that it would be nice if we lived in a political climate where Republicans could actually say on the record, I changed my mind.
Oh, they would never do
that. I don't want to do that anymore. I've read the articles. I mean, even if they go from one statement on abortion to I want a national abortion ban, they can say I've changed my mind because of whatever reason. But they don't do that. They make it seem like nothing happened prior to 4 hours ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's pathetic. And he's not of Wisconsin. He was born here, but he's not of us.
Granted, he spent, you know, his formative growing up, he was here. Yeah. He went to the University of Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
He went to Madison. That's great. But then he lived in D.C.
Yep.
for over a decade.
Yeah.
And then he moved to California mm-hmm. for over a decade. And then he decided he wanted to run in Madison in 2012, and he lost.
Mm-hmm.
And he went back to California.
What really burns my grits on this is the fact that he's making it seem like he was the victim of a trash campaign.
A smear campaign.
When in fact, he made it seem like Tammy Baldwin does nothing for Wisconsin, which is false.
Blatantly false.
Blatantly, to the tune of billions of dollars false. Not to mention the fact she has the respect of so many people in this state.
And a diverse cross-section of people.
Exactly, because she works so hard. And the idea, this notion of she's a career politician. Yeah, that career has been successful and fruitful for all of us. So to say that she's not of us, to say she doesn't understand Wisconsin, she's become too Hollywood. You were the ones who smeared her because a Wisconsin boy didn't connect. So then you had to take that dark money.
Real dark.
And get real mean, especially when it came, and I'll never forgive them for the targeting of trans kids.
Instead of candidates debating issues and addressing voters' concerns, campaigns are now about raising money, often from special interest groups, and launching attack ads with no basis in reality. Well, you should know something about that. Mm-hmm. Equally concerning, large segments of the press don't care to fact-check these lies and help propagate misinformation to protect their preferred candidates. Our country desperately needs campaign reform. Yes. Let's kill Citizens United.
Yep, start
that
there.
That would be a great place to start our campaign reform.
Also, I believe maybe half of this garbage coming out of his face, if he would have been crushed by like 15 to 20 points, but it was a very close race.
It was close.
So this is not a matter he's the victim of, like, you know, a conspiracy of all the people coming together to make sure he didn't win. No, it was a senatorial race in which you and Tammy Baldwin ran your hearts out. I commend you for that. You took a dark turn somewhere about a month and a half, 2 months ago. It didn't work out for you. The people didn't accept you. Is this how you allow, when you have employees, do you take this kind of feedback when you're firing somebody? I'm the victim here. No, you don't.
Wes from Middleton listening on WMDX. Please, Lord Jesus, let Hovde run again for governor, or run for governor. I can't wait for that campaign. Tom from L.A., maybe someone could explain to Eric Hovde elections in Wisconsin and also the farm bill. Yes. Eric Hovde, he didn't know anything about the farm bill, you guys remember, because he's not in the Senate yet.
And he said it with such a, I don't know about the farm bill. You know, the information's available on a thing called it's called the internet.
Oh, yes.
Your people get a hold of you and have a little class, talk to you about the farm bill, speak a little bit about it. But you so magnanimously said, like, well, I don't know anything about it because I'm not a senator. And maybe Eric Hovde just cut my mic.
Oh.
It's so infuriating, this like tough guy image. And now he's a mad boy.
Well, now he's going to go back to California and concentrate on his business. And don't worry, guys, he's going to show up here again. We'll see him in another decade.
He will be a billionaire by the end of next year.
News is coming up next when we return. Yeah, I probably shouldn't have done that. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on air on the Civic Media Radio Network. Sky and breath. Yes, it's funny, I don't fit. Where have all the average people gone? Funny, I don't fit. Where have all the average people gone?
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Alyssa Kay. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources invites all Wisconsin libraries to participate in the Check Out Wisconsin State Parks at Your Library program in 2025. The partnership program is a collaborative effort between the DNR, the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction, and more than 150 libraries across the state to provide library cardholders the opportunity to check out a daily pass to state parks, forests, and recreation areas. Libraries interested in participating in this program and community partners interested in supporting their local library's participation should visit the Check Out Wisconsin State Parks at Your Library webpage. Check Out Wisconsin State Parks at Your Library was launched in the fall of 2022, with 20 public libraries participating in the pilot program. In 2024, 160 libraries, with over 200 library locations, provided daily Wisconsin State Park and Forest vehicle admission stickers for checkout to library patrons at no cost. During the presidential campaign, Donald Trump accused the Biden administration of fraudulently reporting more job creation than actually happened. But it wasn't fraud, and the same thing happened during the first Trump term. Wisconsin Watch's Tricia Young explains.
Donald Trump claimed in Milwaukee that the Biden administration, quote, fraudulently claimed, unquote, to create over 800,000 jobs. The government routinely revises job numbers as new data emerges. The Bureau of Labor Statistics estimated in August 2024 that 818,000 fewer jobs were added for the year ending in March 2024 than originally reported. A similar revision under Trump found 514,000 fewer jobs for the year ending in March 2019.
I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The 2025 Oscars have made their choice for an MC, and his name is Conan O'Brien. The gangly, awkward, but hilarious O'Brien follows Jimmy Kimmel, who hosted the event the last 2 years, and a total of 4 times. The Academy calls O'Brien the perfect choice to lead their global celebration of film. Oscars ratings have slowly been building again after a dip about 5 years ago. O'Brien released this statement. America demanded it, and now it's happening. Taco Bell's new cheesy chalupa supreme. In other news, I'm hosting the Oscars. It's official. Hollywood is officially out of original ideas. The show Friday Night Lights is getting a revisit, according to Variety. None of the original cast members are expected to return. The original show ran for 5 seasons from 2006 to 2011 on NBC. Before that, it was a movie that came out in 2004. The 2020s will be known as the age of the reboot and sequels. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Increasing clouds today with rain developing by late in the afternoon. The breeze will pick up as well, temps topping out in the lower 50s. The rain continues tonight and it will be windy with temps holding steady in the lower 50s. Currently, it's 44.
You can support your natural defenses, increase wellness, and propel your health to the next level in 100 days. If everyday life is a struggle, you have concerns on viral activity, or need a general shift to greater wellness, visit Family Natural Foods today. All natural products can increase immunity, bolster your first lines of defense, and help you thrive in today's fast-paced world. Enzyme Defense for Immune Health and Mucus Stop for Allergies and Congestion are on sale. Stop in today. See what Family Natural Foods can do for you. West Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids.
Wisconsin women's basketball brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, and streaming live on the Civic Media app.
Join our advertising family on WFHR and WIRI and see how radio can help improve awareness, revenue, and staffing for your business. I'm Ashley, and it's my mission to help our area businesses thrive. Call me today, 715-496-0710.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we'll be joined by President of the Union, Reed Galen, also a founder of the Lincoln Project. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
On the streets where once was bidding.
And good morning. Welcome back to Matinee on Air. Jane Matinee, Greg Bach, and the Board Lord coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park here in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text. The number's the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We are going to wrap up the show at 11:51 with this Shouldn't Be a Thing Art Snob Edition. It's a good one.
Oh, my goodness.
You just wonder sometimes. But that's coming up at 11:51. And again, if you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, janesays@civicmedia.us. Right before the news, breaking news, Eric Hovde has finally admitted that he lost the election. Of course, he has not conceded or called the Baldwin campaign. In the video that he put on Twitter, he also did not bother to mention Tammy Baldwin.
Nope.
Or congratulate her on her win.
Why bother doing that?
I guess that would make you a gracious loser, and no one can be a gracious loser anymore.
Well, God knows the people who won aren't being gracious winners, my goodness. But the other thing, too, is if you want a picture in your mind of what it looks like, just imagine a four-year-old with dirt on his face being told he has to say he's sorry, and he's saying he's sorry through gritted teeth and crossed arms, stumbling, I lost the election, but it wasn't fair.
I guess that's the new thing we do now when we lose is we just don't call our opponent and congratulate them on their win.
We don't have to have class.
We don't have to be, have to be gracious anymore.
Nope.
John from West Bend, the campaign of reforms I would like to see are repeal Citizens United. Yes. Remove dark money and all these PACs. Absolutely. And no campaigning prior to 90 days out before the election. That is a great idea, John. America would cheer.
How would you regulate that with the news, though?
What do you
mean?
With
reporting, because I feel like with the 24-hour news networks we have, both sides have their trumpeters, if you will. Mm-hmm. So, like, you go to, and like, with over in England, my friend asked me, and we talked about this on the show, even the news isn't even allowed to talk about the election.
That's an interesting point.
And then that turns into possibly a First Amendment issue and thus and so. I mean, I'm not against any of that stuff. It would be interesting in America to see how they would even come close to proposing it.
Well, and we're never going to get rid of Citizens United now because the oligarchs know they can buy democracy.
Yeah.
This is working out great for them.
They own two Supreme Court justices now.
Maybe more.
Yeah.
Maybe more. And, you know, Diane Hendricks and the U-Lines and this is working out just fine for them. They're going to see some really big tax cuts again.
You know what's funny is that no matter who's in office, it's always going to work out for them.
Pretty much.
None of them are going to be sent to the poorhouse because of a Democrat in the presidency.
I think they will make it.
Yeah.
I think they will make
it. I hope so.
All right. I did something over the weekend, and it's kind of when you're in the middle of it, and all of a sudden you go, oh, yeah, I probably shouldn't have done that.
I've been there.
So I was on Blue Sky over the weekend. You can find me on Blue Sky. It's just my name. It's Jane Matinee, nothing clever. Jane Matinee. So, and I have been a Twitter lurker for a long time. I never posted a lot on Twitter.
Yeah.
I'm on Twitter because I like to follow journalists and historians and other people. And this is where news breaks. And so I was on Twitter, but I didn't engage very much. And I thought, well, if I'm going to jump over to Blue Sky, I'm going to post a little more, follow a lot of people.
Yeah.
And in the first couple of days, all of a sudden, I get on there and it's like, you have five people who are following you.
It feels good.
It does. It's like, oh, how nice of you. I don't know you.
Aren't you a sweetheart?
Don't you have good taste? And so, but I don't follow back to those who don't have any explanation in their bio.
Oh, yeah.
Of who they are, because that's can be a bot.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, some people even put it in their bios. If you don't have your age or any information, they'll block you.
They don't want an account that is not a human.
Yeah, yeah.
So this woman followed me. She's got a nice bio.
Mm-hmm.
She's a mother. She's a grandmother. She has four grandkids. She seemed very friendly, very warm. So, yeah, I followed her back.
Okay.
Too long after, I get a direct message from this woman. Hi, thank you for following me back. Really appreciate it. By the way, I love your hair.
Okay.
Now, when I told you this off the air this morning, that was the first thing you just went, oh, God, no.
Yeah. Look at Calvin. He's laughing right now. No human, but for a man who's trying to bet a woman, opens with nice hair.
But a woman who I believe to be my same age.
Nope.
Because I'm gray now.
Yep.
And I thought, well, isn't that nice of you? And I responded back and I said, well, I just let it grow out. I stopped coloring it during the COVID lockdowns. And this is what I ended up with. So I appreciate the compliment.
Mistake
Thank you.
Number one.
Calvin.
Well, I guess maybe this is like a generational thing, but I see platforms that like have followers. Like, you don't have to follow everyone back that follows
you. No.
I only follow accounts that I'm interested in seeing more of.
He doesn't follow me on Twitter.
He sees enough of you every day.
I mean, that's true. I will inflate your ego a little, maybe. But you have celebrity. You are on the air. You are a known name and a known face. There also comes the ability to not follow everyone back as well. So, like,
right.
So,
but again, and there are a bunch of accounts I haven't followed back. Because, again, there's no profile information. There's nothing there. They don't tell me anything
exactly.
about themselves.
Exactly.
And I think I'm chatting with this woman who's about the same age as me. And so.
Mistake number two.
So. Then she comes back with, I'm in North Carolina. You.
Oh, boy. Did she spell Y-O-U or U?
I think it was Y-O-U.
Okay. All right.
I'd have to go back and look.
All right.
I'm in North Carolina. Where are you? And I said, I'm in Wisconsin.
Oh, no.
I'm really sorry about all the destruction from the storms in North Carolina. I hope you're okay.
You're such a sweetheart.
And she comes back with, yes, it was terrible, but all we can do is keep moving forward. Are you married? Do you have children?
Oh, God.
And that's where I went, ew.
Can I wear you as a skin suit next? Interested in cryptocurrency? My little boy, my little grandson tells me all about the Dogecoin.
Yeah, it was all of a sudden, it's like, why are you asking me about that?
Did you respond?
No, I didn't.
Did you unfollow them?
No, but I probably will today when I get home.
And block them.
And block them.
Block them.
So it's somebody who's looking to hack me or something, right?
I think what they're looking to do is, it's essentially a DM version of what you see in text messaging and phone calls. Calvin, you probably know better than I do because you're younger.
Yeah, it's a phishing scam of some sort. It might not be a full-on bot, but a lot of it is probably even AI generated.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess when you said they have a bio and pictures and everything, that just goes to show that they're evolving and trying to get past our
defenses.
Yeah. on Twitter, I'll get an influx of followers, and it'll be like 30, 40 over the course of like two months.
Wow.
Not wow. They're all women with men's names who want to party with me. So these are bots.
Lucky you.
Oh, yeah, totally.
You are so popular.
Yeah. And I was going to, and I ask you this question too, speaking of Twitter though. This weekend, Twitter felt emptier.
There are a lot of people leaving that platform.
Yeah. I mean, I've gone to Blue Sky. I mean, And what's weird is that when I open up Blue Sky, I'm like happy. I'm like, oh, let's see what's going on here. What are people talking about?
It's a much different vibe.
It really is.
It's a much different vibe.
Yeah.
Andrew from Maine texting in, why are you reading my conversations on the air, Jane? And do you really think I look like a 40-year-old woman? He's trying for points now. Thanks for that, Andrew. That's really funny.
FBI, get Andrew. He's inside the house.
But I also assume that if I had kept this going at some point, it would have been, we're still recovering from the destruction from the storms. Could you send money? Right. Mm-hmm. Isn't that how they butter you? And
they
and
try. Yeah, they try to. They don't ask for your credit card information. Like they're not trying
to
hack you.
It's never going to be that overt.
Yeah. What they're doing is like instead of like hacking your system and finding your credit card information and that kind of stuff, they just walk you up to the water and say, here you go. And you're like, oh, yeah, here's a gift card. Here's this thing. Here's that thing. And then they've got your money and. Especially seniors are tens of thousands of dollars in debt because especially those ones where it's, hey, grandma, it's so-and-so.
Right.
I'm trapped in London. Can you send me $1,000? And they're like, yeah, sure. No problem. And They have no idea this is fake. So, yes, from now on, Jane.
Yes.
And this goes out to all of our listeners, regardless of how you feel about us. This is my piece of advice to you. If you're on your social media platform and you are not in the beauty trades and someone says nice hair to you, don't respond. I mean, Jane, you have lovely hair. It's, oh, if you have nice hair.
I'm just kidding.
But the point is if someone's opening salvo is nice hair, you have all the power to delete them from your life.
This just shows how essentially, and I like to think I'm very savvy and I'm very cynical.
You're not.
I know I'm a squish.
You are a squish.
I am a squish.
You have a cynical outside that is very thin layered. Inside is squishy because I've seen you tear up at beautiful things. Cynical people don't tear up. You are a squish.
With a crunchy outer shell.
Yeah, you're like magic shell. It's like a magic shell, but it's not really hard to get through that magic. All you tap the spoon through and there's a
cracks.
Sweet ice cream.
Well, just giving you a little heads up if you're going to be migrating over to Blue Sky. Avoid the compliments about your hair.
Unless it's from us and you know us. I did do something. You mentioned this last week when we were talking about Blue Sky is the starter pack.
It's wonderful.
So if you are on Blue Sky, you go to your profile and there's media, there's likes, there's the posts, and you scroll over on your profile page. There's something called starter packs where you can add people into a list of individuals who you enjoy.
Following.
Right. And then you can post that. People can click on that post and then see all these people and you have a nice... Because, I mean, it's daunting. There's a lot of people there already,
yeah.
And you don't know who to follow. You might not know who's there, and you might find someone who's really cool, like me or Jane or Civic Media is now on Blue Sky.
Blue Sky, cool.
We have a lot of people migrating over there.
Check it out. It is a much different vibe. Oh,
the vibe is nice.
It is pretty nice. Joe from Madison has been very, very patient. We're going to go back to Lake Sitting, axe-throwing California guy, Eric Hovde. Has finally admitted, Joe, that yes, Tammy Baldwin beat him, but at least up to this point, he has not called the Baldwin campaign to concede. What did you want to say about Eric Hovde?
Well, graceless to the end, right?
Yep.
Yep, always.
Yep.
didn't change a darn thing. I think what's interesting when he's on his bitter campaign about the absentee ballots, and you guys talked about this, and I just wanted to add to this discussion. If you talk to people who are actually working the elections in bigger sized cities in Wisconsin, you will get a sense of how much work they actually have to do on election day, particularly a presidential election where there are people coming in voting that day or registering that day that, exists in the state of Wisconsin that requires work. And then imagine what has to happen with an absentee ballot. It's not a lot, but you've got to open the envelope, smooth it out, ensure that it matches, do the match with somebody else watching. My sister has worked elections. I've just done poll watching. I've never worked elections. And she said, you do the absentee ballots because you can't get at them until day of,
right,
in between the other tasks that you have to do. So big surprise, you run out of time.
Yep.
So, I mean, he ought to be freaking grateful for those people who stay till the bitter end, way into the wee hours, working late on a job that sure doesn't pay banker salary.
Yeah, no kidding. Sure. But I maintain that they will keep this alive because they want this as their argument. And it is in their best interest to continue to raise doubts about the accuracy and fairness of our elections. Thank you so much, Joe. Really appreciate you checking in. We have got to go to break. When we return, This Shouldn't Be a Thing, Art Snob Edition. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
97.5 FM WFHR would like to sincerely thank all of the sponsors who have helped keep Pet of the Week on air for all the animals at the Southwood County Humane Society. Thanks to this program, the shelter receives help, the community stays informed, and animals find their forever homes. If you would like to help and be a sponsor of the show, please call 715-496-0710. From everyone at WFHR, thank you for being a part of this great show, Thursdays at 9 a.m.
Free peanuts! Get your free peanuts over here! Yeah, peanuts are great, but the Packers' regular and preseason specials at Jammer's Bar and Grill are bar none in comparison. It's hard to beat specials like a dollar off mixed drinks and 50-cent slammers when the green and gold score. Or grabbing your favorite domestic brew for just $2.50. When you're watching the game, don't just watch the game. Get into it at Jammer's Bar and Grill, Highway 54 in Wisconsin Rapids. Don't miss a play this season.
Aspirus Riverview Foundation invites everyone to attend the 23rd Annual Lights of Love Tree Lighting Ceremony on November 20th. Lights of Love is a meaningful and beautiful way to remember and honor those dear to us during the holiday season. The Lights of Love trees are displayed throughout the holiday season between Aspirus Riverview Hospital and Riverview Expressway. The Lights of Love tree lighting ceremony will begin at 5:30 p.m. on November 20th. Join us on this magical evening as we celebrate those we lost and remember the love they left behind.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners. Making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Buck. Sweet Calby on the board coming to you from our studio at Radio Park here in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that used to be Twitter. News is coming up at noon, followed by Todd Alba. From noon to 2, Maggie Dawn, 2 to 4. Dom Salvia takes over 4 to 6 p.m. And then Pete Schwabba. Great show. If you're looking for a way to unwind at the end of the day, maybe around dinner time, join Pete for Nightlight from 6 to 8 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network. I think you'll really enjoy it. 11:52, that means it is time for...
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
If you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at Jane Says, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, Jane Says at Civic Media. .us headline from the Associated Press, how a viral duct-taped banana came to be worth $1 million. This is the art snob edition of This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Walk into any supermarket, you can generally get a banana for less than a buck, but a banana duct-taped to a wall can sell for more than $1 million at an upcoming auction at Sotheby's.
Sotheby's.
In New York, the yellow banana duct tape to the white wall is a work entitled Comedian.
What?
By Italian artist Maurizio Catalan. This artwork first debuted in 2019 as an edition of Three Fruits at the Art Basel Miami Beach Fair, where it became a much-discussed sensation. Was it a prank? Is it a commentary on the art world? Another artist took the banana off the wall and ate it. So they brought in a backup banana. Selfie crowds became so thick. Comedian, which is, again, a banana duct-taped to a white wall.
It's called Comedian?
It's called Comedian. They had to... There was so much congestion around this, they had to withdraw it from view.
So they had to take it off the wall, like, off the
apparently the... so. But Three editions of it sold for between $120,000 and $150,000. Now the conceptual artwork has an estimated value of between $1 million and $1.5 million going up for auction. You still have time. It's November 20th.
And folks, by the way, just so you know, because this is what I thought when Jane first told me about this. It's like, oh, it's like a perfectly like created sculpture of a banana. It is a real banana.
It is a real banana.
Which you will have to replace every week.
Because they rot.
We here at Matt and Aaron Air Laboratories and Wafflery really enjoy art, support art, and believe in art. But this is dumb.
Sotheby's head of contemporary art, David Galperin, calls the artwork called Comedian profound and provocative.
I hate this.
What Catalan is really doing is turning a mirror to the contemporary art world and asking questions, provoking thought about how we ascribe value to artworks, what we define as an artwork. Again, bidders will not be getting the same banana that was on display in Miami. Those bananas, long gone. The banana was always meant to be replaced regularly along with the duct tape.
Does that mean...
So you can just... go home, buy a banana, everybody's got duct tape, and now you have a piece of art.
Well, that's the question is, can you get sued for copyright infringement?
I suppose if you start having tour groups come in.
If you make money off it.
If you make money off of it.
Also, if you have a banana, just eat the banana and then move on. That statement from What's-His-Face about the throwing a mirror to the... The reason why art is the way it is with regard to what he's saying is because it's a scam.
Yes. And that when you say things like that, calling it profound and provocative, that's why people hate you.
Yeah. The reason why art has like such high value is it's because who makes it, who buys it, who shows it, who decides whether or not they get in the big catalogs. This is not profound. This is just, and it's not even on the problem of art. This is not the problem of art. The problem of art is that you got a guy who just made one good thing once, and then all of a sudden he made a second thing. It's be $10 million now.
I hate this.
The Sotheby's guy says when you buy Catalan's Comedian is not the banana itself, but a certificate of authenticity that grants the owner permission to reproduce the banana and duct tape it on their wall as an original artwork by Maurizio Catalan.
So you will get sued if you do it.
don't take pictures of it and don't put it on the web.
Jane, I'm going to say this right now.
Yes.
Maybe Trump is what we deserve.
You wonder.
Yeah.
You got to wonder. All right, that was today's episode of...
This shouldn't be a thing.
We have news coming up next. Join us tomorrow. Our friend and colleague Dom Salvia will be here from 10:30 until 11 o'clock. He's going to come down early before his shift starts at 4. And then we're going to talk to Paul Trebian again about the Holiday Folk Fair.
I love the Holiday Folk Fair.
As we get closer to Thanksgiving. And then, of course, we'll wrap it up with another Tisbet. That's all on the way.
Will we have art on our wall tomorrow?
We might.
I might go to the grocery store.
Thank you, Greg and Calvin and all of our engineers. Without you, nothing works. Thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It means the world. I hope you find some joy today, even if it's just a little bit, and you have the chance to share it. Keep it right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll see you tomorrow.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. Maggie Dawn.
Next, I'll be joined by Tom Moore from the Center for American Progress Action Fund. We'll discuss Trump's personnel selection process and recess appointments. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.